Do mommy go a That was The Voice of the Earth. That was done by the young singer Emma Stevens. And also, I also suggest you to visit, you know, on their site, Emma Stevens, Voice of the Earth. And it has the video. That video, it shows all the, it would show all the ceremony and the sweat, not the sweat lodge ceremony, the grassroots ceremony, the pipe ceremony, and the dancing, spiritual dancing that indigenous people, they present at the powwow in the summertime. I strongly offer you to visit that site and enjoy and learn about, you know, the how the what does it mean, the earth and the nature, and how we can protect the nature, basically. And right now we are going to have a talk, interview with Kitpu, and please stay with me till I can reach him. Thank you. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Kitpu.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's nice to be on the show.
Thank you. And sorry, I have a little bit of technical problem. Let me just adjust one of these key, please. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. The speaker that I want to use. Thank you. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, that's much better. That's much better. I was losing my screen.
Great.
And yeah, it's so lovely to have you. By the way, Kitpu is the brother of the Vagaris, the high dive champion. And, you know, of the swimming, basically, and he's out of town. And it's so marvelous to have a connection with his brother, Kitpu. Kitpu, it's so lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you. The subject of the show for today, how does dance inspire you?
I think dancing inspires me through people. Without getting too spiritual, because dance to me, I think, is a more physical thing and social thing. It's kind of a way to interact with the environment, because we feel, we touch, we hear the drums, the music, we feel our body move, and it's kind of a language, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a way to let it out, mm-hmm. and it's a way to gather in, especially when you have eyes on you.
Yes, definitely, definitely. But how do you feel about the dancing?
Well, dancing traditionally,
yes.
in my culture,
yes.
is there's traditional dancing, and it's at powwows.
Mm-hmm.
And when I haven't traditionally danced in a long time, but I can imagine myself doing it, and I can imagine myself feeling the kind of being a reverberating being that's doing what my ancestors did for not so long, because powwows have been around for since the colonial period, I think.
Yes.
These types of gatherings.
Yes.
But for a long time, and it's from my people.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel one with my people when I traditionally dance. I used to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
At powwows.
So basically you dance in powwow in the past, at the younger
yeah.
age. That is... Yes.
And I feel connected to my people when I dance, because that's what they do.
Right.
That's what they've done. And mm. every culture's dance, they dance differently.
Yes.
So it's a way to kind of put myself in a place where I can feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, people yeah. have been here before.
Yes. That is marvelous, because this station, Free Voices, this mic, Free Voices, these seats as a Free Voices and a Free Voices of the studio of, at Simon Fraser University is the voices of you that you share, and that is fascinating, that is beautiful, that you share your feeling, your tradition, and there is a lot of wisdom and the harmony behind it, and is educational for the rest of the society, especially especially when they arrive here.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
To me and to the rest of the nationwide, is so important to recognize the land owner of the country, indigenous people, and respected indigenous people and all nation in one body. They acknowledge and recognize it, and really is a privilege to know that tradition and to be a part of this celebration of the nationwide.
Definitely. And I want to take a moment to remember Fairy June.
Yes.
She was a wonderful soul. I miss her. She counseled me and my brother while she was alive, and I wanted to just send my love to her.
Thank
on behalf
you.
Of myself and my brother, to Fairy June.
Thank you.
A wonderful celebrated Fairy of America.
Thank you so much for the for the acknowledgement, recognition, and the love that you share with the as a nationwide. And this is a privilege, and this is honor. I carry her legacy on this path, and I give the best of myself to this field, to carry her legacy and to share her mission, her love and devotion that she had. I never compared. That is not me at all. I am just the only the servant of mankind. And I carry that legacy under her name. And I thank you so much for this wonderful conversation, educational and acknowledgement and the love. Everything was in it. And
I feel your love.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we are looking forward to have this conversation be different subject with you the next following week.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right.
And we'll talk soon again.
Yes, we will. Okay.
Thank
bye,
you.
Everyone.
Bye-bye. That was one of the young soul of the indigenous people. I'm very grateful that I am, as a nationwide, I am with you, and I am a student, as I said, I'm a student of the mankind, and I'm learning every day from each one of you, from different level of the age that you have. Is just, I don't take it as a granted. I am privileged to be with each one of you. Thank you so much. Now, the next song we are going to have is Sweet Dreams. And this is Shahlach from Nicola Valley has chosen this song, and we are going to listen to that one. Enjoy, everyone.
world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something.
That was Sweet Dreams that has been chosen by Shakhlakh from Nicola Valley, and we have him on the line. We are going to have an interview. We are going to have a talk with him. Hello, Shakhlakh. How are you doing?
Good as well. It's been meeting.
Wonderful. We know that you had to leave the house and the circumstances of the forest, the wild fire, you know, happening, still is happening, and people that are leaving their homes, and really is really frustrated with the situation that fires has been surrounded. Do you have any a little bit more update with us?
It's kind of slowed down a bit, the fire, but it's still there. It's still a threat. Just depends on how hot it gets and which way the wind blows.
Right.
But for now, but the last 2 days, it's been just at a standstill.
Right.
Not growing. Yeah. So hopefully, my community will be able to go home again soon.
We certainly hope.
We have home to go.
Yes, certainly. We We just really want you to know, and the rest of the community and the people in the Summerland and all the area has been involved with the fire forest. Our prayers is with them. We are thinking of them. We are thinking for all of you. And we are hoping and wishing this end, you know, this crisis is ending soon. And this is, you know, the subject of the show for today is how does dance inspire you? Dancing inspire you.
It inspires me because it's really just a form of expression. Mm-hmm. You know, some people become professional dancers, dance on stage.
Right.
You know, dance and dancing competitions, ballerinas, people who do the waltz and such. And then there's those of us who can only shake and bob our head as a dance.
You know,
we like to watch. We'll watch dancers, you know, like the river dance.
Right.
Go to the theater and watch ballet performances. But for me, I think it was last year while I was laying in bed recuperating from a long day of hospital appointments, I was watching TV and somebody came on and talked about dance.
Right.
And they said dance is movement. It, you know, whether you're sick mentally or physically, emotionally, the person said, just do a little jig, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bob your head, bob and weave, do a little shuffle, two step.